Chapter 9. Legal Descriptions. Methods of Legal Description. There are many common ways of describing properties. Address, 100 Main Street, name, Buckingham Palace, and general description, the South 40 Acres. Such informal descriptions are not acceptable for use in public recordation, or in a court of law, because they lack both permanence and sufficient information for a surveyor to locate the property. A legal description of real property is one which accurately locates and identifies the boundaries of the subject parcel to a degree acceptable by courts of law in the state where the property is located. The general criterion for a legal description is that it alone provides sufficient data for a surveyor to locate the parcel. A legal description identifies the property as unique and distinct from all other properties. Legal description provides accuracy and consistency over time. Systems of legal description, in theory, facilitate transfers of ownership and prevent boundary disputes and problems with chain of title. A legal description is required for public recording, creating a valid deed of conveyance or lease, completing mortgage documents, and executing and recording other legal documents. In addition, a legal description provides a basis for court rulings on encroachments and easements. The three accepted methods of legally describing parcels of real estate are meets and bounds, rectangular survey system or government survey method, recorded plat method or lot and block method. Since the meets and bounds method preceded the inception of the rectangular survey system, the older East Coast states generally employ meets and bounds descriptions. States in the Midwest and West predominantly use the rectangular survey system. Some states combine methods. Meets and bounds. A meets and bounds description identifies the boundaries of a parcel of real estate using reference points, distances, and angles. The description always identifies an enclosed area by starting at an origination point called point of beginning, or POB, and returning to the POB at the end of the description. A meets and bounds description must return to the POB in order to be valid. The term meets refers to distance and direction, and the term bounds refers to fixed reference points, or monuments and landmarks, which may be natural and artificial. Natural landmarks include trees, rocks, rivers, and lakes. Artificial landmarks are typically surveyor stakes. Many states use meets and bounds description to describe properties within the rectangular survey system. A meets and bounds description begins with an identification of the city, county, and state where the property is located. Next, it identifies the POB and describes the distance and direction from the POB to the first monument, and then to subsequent monuments that define the property's enclosed perimeter. The rectangular survey system. The federal government developed the rectangular survey system, or government survey method, to simplify and standardize property descriptions as a replacement for the cumbersome and often inaccurate meets and bounds method. The system was further modified to facilitate the transfer of large quantities of government-owned western lands to private parties. To institute the system, all affected land was surveyed using latitude, east-west, and longitude, north-south, lines. The object was to create uniform grids of squares called townships, which would have equal size and be given a numerical reference for identification. The rectangular survey system works well for describing properties that are square or rectangular in shape, since these can be described as fractions of sections. However, for an irregular shape, such as a triangle, the rectangular system is inadequate as a method of legal description. The full description has to include a meets and bounds or a lot and block description. Lineal elements and defined areas of the rectangular survey system are meridians, parallels, ranges, tiers, and townships. These elements are overlaid atop a geographical area, which then becomes a survey grid. Meridian. Meridians are north-south longitudinal lines on the survey grid. The principal meridian is the single designated meridian for identifying townships in the principal meridian's geographical jurisdiction. There are 37 principal meridians in the National Survey. Parallel. The east-west latitudinal lines on the grid are called parallels. The base parallel, or base line, is the designated line for identifying townships. There is a base parallel for each principal meridian. Range. The north-south area between consecutive meridians is called a range. A range is identified by its relationship to the principal meridian. All ranges are 6 miles wide. Tier. The east-west area between two parallels is called a tier, or a township strip. A tier is identified by its relationship to the base parallel. All tiers are 6 miles wide. Township. A township is the area enclosed by the intersection of two consecutive meridians and two consecutive parallels. Since the parallels and meridians are 6 miles apart, a township is a square with 6 miles on each side. Its area is therefore 36 square miles. Sections of a township. The rectangular survey system divides a township into 36 squares called sections. Each side of a section is 1 mile in length. Thus, the area of a section is 1 square mile, or 640 acres. The sections in a township are numbered sequentially, starting with section 1 in the northeast corner, proceeding east to west across the top row, continuing from west to east across the next lower row, and so on, alternately, ending with section 36 on the southeast corner. Converting section fractions to acres. The size in acres of a subsection of a township is a fraction of 640 acres, since there are 640 acres in a section. For example, the southwest quarter of a section is 1/4 section. Thus, its acreage is 1/4 of 640, or 160 acres. Going further, the east half of the southwest quarter is 1/2 of that 1/4, or 80 acres. The east half of the southwest quarter of the southwest quarter is 20 acres. Recorded plat method. Subdivision plat map. The recorded plat method, also called the lot and block system, is used to describe properties in residential, commercial, and industrial subdivisions. Under this system, tracts of land are subdivided into lots. The entire group of lots comprises the subdivision. In a large subdivision, lots may be grouped together into blocks for ease of reference. The entire subdivision is surveyed to specify the size and location of each lot and block. The surveyor then incorporates the survey data into a plat of survey or subdivision plat map, which must comply with local surveying standards and ordinances. If local authorities accept it, the subdivision plat map is recorded in the county where the subdivision is located. The recorded lot and block numbers of a subdivision parcel, along with its section, township, and meridian reference, become the property's legal description. Description format. The description of a recorded plat property first presents the property's lot number or letter, then the block identifier and the subdivision name. Note that this is only a portion of the full legal description, which must describe the subdivision's location within a section, a township, a county, and a state. For example, if a subdivision is situated in the southeast quarter of Section 35 of Township T28S, R19E of the Tallahassee Principal Meridian, the legal description of the lot marked 7 would be Lot 7, Block 8 of the Grand Oaks Subdivision of the Southeast Quarter of Section 35, Township T28S, R19E of the Tallahassee Principal Meridian in Pinellas County, Florida. Describing elevation. To describe property located above or below the Earth's surface, such as the air rights of a condominium, a surveyor must know the property's elevation. Standard elevation reference points, called datums, have been established throughout the country. The original datum was defined by the U.S. Geological Survey as mean sea level at New York Harbor. A surveyor uses a datum as an official elevation point to describe the height or depth of a property. If, for example, the datum for an area is a point 100 feet above sea level, all surveys in the area will indicate elevation as a distance above or below 100 feet above sea level. In many cases, it is impractical for a surveyor to rely on a single datum for an entire surveying area. To simplify matters, surveyors have identified local elevation markers, called benchmarks, to provide reference elevations for nearby properties. Once a benchmark is registered, it provides a valid reference point for surveying other elevations in the immediate area. Chapter 9 Snapshot Review. Methods of Legal Description. Meets and Bounds. Rectangular Survey System or Government Survey. Recorded Plat or Lot and Block. Legal description is sufficiently accurate, acceptable in court of law, facilitates transfers, avoids disputes, and used in legal contracts. Meets and Bounds. Describes property perimeter by landmarks, monuments, distances, and angles. From point of beginning, or POB, describes perimeter and returns to POB, usable within rectangular survey system. Rectangular survey system. The survey grid. Meridians, north-south lines 6 miles apart. Parallels, east-west lines 6 miles apart. Ranges, north-south strips of area between meridians. Tiers, east-west strips of area between parallels. Townships, the area representing the intersection of a range and a tier consisting of 6-mile by 6-mile squares of land. Sections of a township. 36 sections per township, each 1 mile square, 1 mile on each side. Fractions of a section. One section is equal to 640 acres. Fractions of a section described by size and location within progressively larger quarters of a section. Converting section fractions to acres. The formula is as follows. Multiply denominators of section fractions and divide product into 640. Recorded plat method, or lot and block system, used in surveyed subdivisions. Subdivision plat map. Surveyed plat of subdivided tract. Legal descriptor if approved and recorded. Description format. Lots within subdivision are identified by lot reference and block reference. Lot 7, Block B of the Grand Oaks Subdivision. Describing elevation. Datum. A standard elevation reference point, benchmark, elevation marker officially surveyed and registered.